the last chapter, so to speak, talks about Shituf. And the Rebbe says something beautiful. People don't pay attention. Shituf, very briefly, means when a person associates God with something else. Like, yeah, your God is the boss, but he has a son, you know, you can talk to the son. No, that's Shituf, according to some opinions, okay. I'm not talking about Christianity, I don't want to talk about that. But the point is, that's Shituf, associating God with some other powers, so to speak. And there's an argument between our sages whether Bnei Noach can do Shituf or not, can associate God with something else or not. The Rebbe brings here that even though there are opinions that say that Bnei Noach could do this thing of Shituf, the Rebbe says very clearly, but it is clear that they recognize and feel the negation of association and, to some extent, come to understand the uniqueness of Hashem. He's talking about non-Jews. Even though we're saying there are opinions that say it's not forbidden, okay, maybe it's not forbidden. Is it good? No, says the Rebbe. There is none other besides him. It is clear that this contributes to the caution and meticulousness in observing the seven Noahide commandments with all the details. Again, it's just a paragraph. You can read it yourself. But the Rebbe is saying very, very simple. The Torah does not prohibit the non-Jews from doing Shituf, associating God with something else. But again, is it something good? Go and do it? No. If you take care with this, like you don't do it, that's going to help you understanding the uniqueness of God. That's going to help you fulfilling your other commandments. All the commandments, seven commandments, with ramifications, etc., etc. And there's a letter of the Rebbe somewhere else. The Rebbe says very clear, very interesting, that not only this idea of Shituf, of associating, does not contribute, so to speak, to fulfilling the commandments, etc., etc., God is going to punish you in the future for doing it. The Rebbe says very clear, it takes it from Rashi, it's a whole thing, very interesting. God is going to punish you for doing it. Wait a second. You allow me to do something and then you punish me for doing it? Very simple. First of all, I did not command you to do it. I just told you it's allowed. Secondly, I allowed it for you to actually have two paths in life. And if you want to confuse yourself and think that there's God and some other powers, I'm sorry, go confuse yourself and you will be punished for that confusion. But there's room for not getting confused. But if I never give you the possibility of getting confused, of course, you're not getting confused, and therefore you're not really serving me, says God. You're just doing things because there's no other way. That's why God allowed Shituf to the non-Jews, like saying, look, do whatever you want, but I don't like this. And if you do it, you'll be punished. You're going to ask me, why didn't he do with the same thing with the Jews? Okay, the Jews have other, so to speak, set of rules regarding this. Avodah Zarah, idolatry, is completely forbidden, and Shituf is also completely forbidden. Why? Because God does not want them to get confused in that particular thing. But in other things, we might get confused. So in that particular one, God said, I don't want my children, quote-unquote, to get confused with this.